plus family fun zone, poetry and storytelling pavilion, interactive dance stage, live art installations, hands-on workshops, and health and wellness pavilion. July 26th on the National Mall. Full details at wblinc.org/DMVMade. See you there. Brought to you by Words, Beats, and Life with support from WPFW.
Peace, this is Aton Thomas, and you're listening to WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Good evening. It's just about 6 p.m. in the nation's capital. The name of the show is News Views. My name's Garland Nixon. On every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., I want to thank my main man, Kalia. He is the brains behind this operation. He's the one that understands all the technical and important things that need to be done to make it happen. All the blinking lights and computerized stuff. He knows it. He makes it happen. And we must thank Kalia for that. When you call in at 202-588-0893, that's
ladies and gentlemen, this is a rebroadcast show. Garland will be back on next week. This is a rebroadcast show.
The phone. Let me tell you, it's very important that when you talk to Kalia, when you're on hold, don't set the phone down and listen to the, you know, whatever you're using, the computer or the radio, because there's a 10-second delay. And when I say next caller, you won't hear me for 10 seconds because you'll only hear it when it comes over. So when you're on hold, make sure you hold the phone to your ears. The number is 202-588-0893. All right. As you know, over the last week, we've had a number of things happen, not the least of which the United States government said to the Iranians, hey, Iranians, guess what? We're making a deal with you. We're working out a deal with you, and we're going to talk about how we're going to come up with a deal. And they committed a crime that's known as perfidy. Perfidy, P-E-R-F-I-D-Y. That is the crime of perfidy. What is the crime of perfidy? It's simply this. To explain it simply, I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a war going on and I hold up a white flag, which means I'm surrendering. And when you come over there to take prisoners, I shoot you because I was hiding a gun, right? That would be perfidy. I can't take an action that implies that you are protected under international law and use that to attack you. As an example, the United States said to the Iranians, hey, we're going to negotiate with you and we're having another meeting on Sunday. They did that so that the Iranians would put their guard down. We're negotiating with you. You don't have to worry. You're safe. You're protected because of the negotiations. And they took advantage of that to attack them and kill them. That is a violation of the international law known as perfidy. It has additional, there's going to be additional problems, shall I say. Why? Who in their right mind would ever negotiate with the United States again under any circumstances? What country, ally or others, would negotiate with the United States knowing that they're going to say, hey, tell you what, let's make a deal. And when you turn your back, they're going to stick a knife in your gullet. Absolutely nobody. Now, this isn't the first time. This isn't the first time. In 2014, 2015, the United States signed a deal with Ukraine and Russia and France and Germany called the Minsk Accords. What were the Minsk Accords, dare I say? I'll tell you exactly what it was. 2014, as I've said many times, the United States overthrew the government of Ukraine, and the eastern Ukrainians, the east of the river, as it were, the eastern Ukrainians who speak Russian, who are Russians, they all said, hey, we ain't buying into this. No way. And there was a civil war. The western Ukrainian government troops were fighting against them, and they had them surrounded. And 30,000 of them, they were going to wipe them out. They were Russians. They're going to wipe out the rest of the Ukrainian military, at which point Angela Merkel flew to Moscow and said to the Russians, look, I tell you what, if you make a deal and you don't wipe out the Ukrainian military right now, we'll have them it was in a city of Minsk, Belarus, we'll make a deal and we will, back off. And the Russians said, okay, and made a deal. Later on, after this conflict got hot, when asked about the Minsk Accords, Angela Merkel said, well, the only reason we told the Russians that was so that we could build up the military in Ukraine to attack them later. That's called perfidy. right? And now what are we doing? So now here's the bottom line. We did it to the Russians. We just did it to the Iranians. What do you think the Chinese are going to be? Somebody, anybody? The Canadians? Who would make a deal with us? And let me finish this. I got to say something else. And it's foreign policy before I go to the phones. 202-588-0893. You know, I've said over and over again, if you've been following me about a year or two ago, when somebody, a caller said, Garland, how do you think the Ukraine conflict would end? And I said, the United States will exercise something that I'll call the Samsonite option. Now, the Israelis have their famous Samson option. I call it the Samsonite option. What is that? And what did I say? I said, what did they do when they got tired with Afghanistan? They left. For 20 years, they said, we can't leave Afghanistan because if we leave Afghanistan, it'll be an incubator of terror. Oh, my God, there'll be terrorism. We can't leave Afghanistan. And they woke up one day and said, okay, we're done. They spent a couple $1 trillion there. We're finished. What did they do in Vietnam? 12 years, 60,000 dead Americans. We can't leave it. What they say, the domino effect. My God, if we stop fighting in Vietnam, the communists will take Vietnam and then they'll take the world. And what did they do in 1975? Yeah, well, guess what? We've been in Vietnam long enough. Bye-bye. Off they went. And what did I say about Ukraine? Oh, we've got to say, this is, oh, poor God knows I feel sorry for people who bought into this crap. Here's what they said. We're standing up for democracy, which we don't even have here. We're standing up for democracy. Poor little Ukrainians. Oh, we got to stand up for them. They're being beaten. And I'm like, please don't tell me you believe that. One of these days, we'll have another war somewhere else. Ain't that how we do it? We left Afghanistan and there's a Ukraine war. And what happens? Hey, looks like we're going to have to go to war with Iran. Excuse me. Choose to attack Iran. We're going to go to war with Iran. What about Ukraine? They are literally, you know what they're doing right now? They're taking the air defense systems from Ukraine and sending them to the Middle East. They're taking the weapons. Sorry, bad news. Poor little plucky Ukrainians that we're standing there. You better make a deal with the Russians, Ukraine. It's Samsonite time. For all of the people running around with their blue and yellows, I stand with Ukraine signs. And I'm like, if you stand with Ukraine, you tell them to make a deal with the Russians to shake hands and stop fighting, or they're going to get their earlaps blown off. They're going to get crushed. And the United States will walk away. The United States started it, threw them in that fire, and the United States will walk out and leave them. Well, turn on the news and tell them what you hear about Ukraine. What are you on? Oh, Ukraine, there's nothing. It's over. All the blue and yellow ribbons, all the I stand with Ukraine flags, over. It's now Israel, the Middle East, whatever. They're done with Ukraine. I hope you, if you were a sucker, I hope you enjoyed that roller coaster ride. The new roller coaster ride is Iran. You know what happened in Ukraine? They spent $300 billion there. They spent $1.5 trillion in Afghanistan. They spent $300 billion in Ukraine. Might I add, they're now telling us, listen to this, we've got to go to Iran. Why? Because they might have a nuclear weapon. Well, wait a minute. The IAEA, the International Association for Atomic Energy, has just come out and they said, yeah, we got no evidence that Iran, but we have, there's no evidence whatsoever that Iran was trying to get a nuclear weapon. The United States government's intelligence assessment, you know what it said? There's no evidence that Iran's trying to get a nuclear weapon. Now, the UN, IAEA is under the UN. So the IAEA says, hey, Iran's not trying to get a nuclear weapon. The United States intelligence agency says, Iran's not trying to get a nuclear weapon. But yet our government says, hey, we got to go in. Why? To stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, except that they hate. Do you think they care? There's another $300 billion to be made, my friends. And you know what? We got a bunch of suckers. You know what they're going to do? They're going to take down their blue and yellow flag. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go outside their house. Hey, I've got an I stand with Ukraine flag. What do we do now? Take that down. We got to put up an I stand with Israel flag. We got to go stand with Israel against you, Iran, because even though they're not trying to get a nuclear weapon, even though they said they don't want a nuclear weapon, even though our intelligence agency said they're not, the UN, the IAEA, everybody said they're not, but there's a lot of money that's got to be made. Now there's going to be lives of American soldiers. Oh, who cares about them? I can't believe it. But you know what? I imagine I'm going to get some suckers that are going to call me. The same ones that have been calling me and telling me they stand with Ukraine. What's wrong with you, Garland? Why? If Ukraine falls, Vladimir Putin will go to Poland and then France and Germany. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You really believe that? Yes, absolutely. Let me ask you a question. If they believed that the Russians were going to go to Poland and Germany and France and all the way to the English Channel, would they be walking away right now? If they really believed that, they'd say, we can't walk away because the Russians. They know it's a lie. They know it was always a lie. Think about this. They're only changing one letter. Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Iran has weapons of mass. They change one letter. One letter. And it's weapons of mass destruction. And these idiots in this country will wake up and say, well, the government told us that, was it Iran or Iraq this time? Iran. Yeah, whoever. The government just told me that Iran has weapons of mass destruction. We got to go to war. How stupid are people? I can't believe that people are not in the streets. But you know what? When they do that and you're paying $12 and $14 worth of gas and there's dead American bodies coming back in the caskets, perhaps then you'll say, you know, I think that stupid idiot Garland Nixon that kept told us, telling us that they were lying to us about Afghanistan, that they were lying to us about the Ukraine, and now they're lying to us about Iran. Look, you know what? People don't get mad at them for lying at you, to you. They get mad at me for telling you that they are lying to you. It's a crime. 202-588-0893. Now that I don't know, I just lost it. I just went to pieces. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I couldn't handle it. But it's driving me crazy. I don't know what's the next war, what the next $300, $400, $500 billion that could go to your schools, that could go to your roads, that could give you health care. Forget it. You'll be standing there with the next colored flag. All they give you is a colored ribbon or a flag or a casket to drape over your son's casket when he comes back from the Middle East. That's all you're going to get. It's pathetic. All right, let's go with the first call. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you coming from? Where are you calling from?
I'm Robert Moses calling from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Talk to me, my brother.
Yeah, I'm saying you're right on. You're straightforward, and you're right on the money. There's no question about it. These people are sick, and they're not motivated by facts and science. They're motivated by racism and bigotry and prejudice. And no matter what you tell them, they're going to do it their way. And so, you know, we have to have an organization that is strong enough to resist them.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Why do you think it is that Americans, they do the same thing over? I mean, Iraq, remember, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Brother, they only changed one letter. Now it's Iran has weapons of mass destruction. And these fools are still biting the hook. Why do you think that is?
Well, this is Netanyahu's agenda, evidently.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think from now on, the president of the United States, we have to change it. Ain't the president of the United States. They're the vice president of Israel. The person, I don't care if it's Biden, I don't care if it's Trump, we don't get a president. Israel gets a vice president. They got to go, hey there, Mr. Netanyahu, what shall I do? You shall shut up and send me your money and your boys to die. Yes, sir. It's pathetic. All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go to the next call. Go ahead. You had something to say?
Netanyahu's going to have a problem with Trump because Trump is showing that he's got some kind of human condition that he hasn't overcome yet and to become the monster that Netanyahu wants him to be. And that's with Russia. He's not hating on Russia like most Americans have been taught to hate on Russia ever since the Soviet Union, et cetera. And, you know, so he's hating on China, but that's another story. But, you know, at least he's not hating on Russia. And I think that's where we can exploit some of the differences.
Thank you for your call. Well, you know, that's the sad thing about America. I got to add this. All our government has to do is point to a country. Venezuela, Iran, Russia, China, Iraq. And they can literally tell you to hate, tell Americans to hate a country. They can come back 6 months later and tell you the country's our friend now. And Americans go, okay, they're our friend. It's just pathetic. All right, next caller. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Garland. It's Max calling from Maryland.
So, Talk to me, Max, you are my buddy. I appreciate it. But do you really still think the United States is there to help Ukraine for good old standing up for democracy? Well, they're going to walk away, yeah. Max. They're going to drop it all and go on to their next war, Max. Go ahead.
This is in a nutshell. This is in a nutshell. Simple in a nutshell. We'll go back. Trump ripped up the Iran deal, exceeded drone strikes 450%,
yep.
Killed Qasem Soleimani, gave the Golan Heights to Israel in Syria. When Biden was president, Netanyahu a year prior urged us to attack Iran's oil reserves. You know what Biden told him? Biden told him no. And I trust Mehdi Hassan. He is a very reliable source on that. So we're leaving Ukraine because Trump is president. We're not leaving Ukraine because America decided to. We're leaving Ukraine because Trump is president. And we are this attack on Iran exceeds anything that Biden did foreign policy. This is just an unwarranted attack right out of left field. And this perfectly shows that everybody, even the people like because Mehdi Hassan, who voted Democrat, still acknowledge that what's going on in Palestine is a genocide. So if he said to all the people that said no new wars, Donald Trump, your buddy Sean Stone, all those fools, that it can always get worse. And this is directly linked to Trump. The Democrats, Biden, Kamala, none of them wanted a war with Iran. This is all tied behind Trump and the Bush wing of the Republican conservative establishment.
So let me ask you this. So you think that this is Trump is all for this?
Oh, and yeah.
You think
the
Democrats
end of Ukraine
are
and
wait
Iran
a minute.
Is all
you think,
tied to Trump.
You think the Democrats are going to push back and say, whatever you do, don't do that.
Well, I mean, well, now that he has the control of the executive branch, I hate to say it, yeah, there probably will be enough Democrats in Congress. But actually, wait, let me push back on that. You just answer. So even though I don't agree with Gaza, Biden got congressional approval. I do agree with Ukraine. Biden got congressional approval. Trump is doing this without congressional approval. He's unilaterally, executively using his criminal immunity to commit crime with his mafia son-in-law's father, buddy Netanyahu.
Well, see, here's where I am. And, you know, I understand you're a Democrat and you see one party is better than the other. I don't. So we have no, wait a minute. Let me throw this at you.
I don't obfuscate.
What I try to do is this. It's consistently. Iran has weapons of mass destruction. We overthrew Libya under Obama. The whole Ukraine debacle started under Obama. The whole Syria debacle started under Obama. Biden comes in and the whole Ukraine debacle fires back up. Trump's in now. We have a consistent record, regardless of who's in, you know, you, at some point to me, you have to say we're living in a country that is a warmongering country that never stopped. And at some point, you have to stand up against, this is me, you got to stand up against war. And you got to say, look, I can go, oh, this party did that and that party did this. But the consistency is all the money goes to the war machine and they do nothing for the people at home. And people can die, like we slaughter people all over the world. So yeah. Let me ask you this: do you believe if Trump dropped dead tomorrow, that all this would go away? And oh, it would be so much better if Trump dropped dead.
I don't know specifically that. I mean, that's kind of more complex. But I'll say this: in turn to Obama and Libya, I'll say this: a lot of everything that Obama inherited in the Middle East was directly a extension of what happened when Bush was president. And if Al Gore had won, we probably never would have even gotten in that mess to begin with. And when Biden was president, right, I'll add on, despite the fact that, yeah, Ukraine happened and then Gaza happened, Biden significantly de-escalated drone strikes in Syria, Yemen, and all of those countries. So, like, Trump comes in, right? Trump comes in off Obama and escalates all of that in his first term, rips up the Iran agreement, you know, completely goes shill for Israel. And then people wonder when Biden comes in why so much of it ended up just exploding into a mess, just like inflation and just like immigration.
Well, I'll tell you like this. I feel as long as Americans are caught in a trap of partisan politics and don't understand how an empire works. You know, that would be like the Romans when the Roman Empire was roaming around the world, slaughtering people, killing people. And two groups in one side of Rome said, well, you know, I think the people who sit on the left side of the Senate, I think they're pushing for war too much. No, it's not. It's the people who sit on the right side of the Senate. It's the Roman Senate. That's what Rome did. Rome was an empire. The United States is an empire. It has 900 bases. This is called imperialism. This is what an empire does. This is why I can consistently predict and say, guys, this is why when people are like, yes, during the first 4 years of Trump, yeah, Trump, Putin, Trump's going to jail. And I said, if you think Trump's going to jail, you don't understand how this country works. Oh, yeah, you remember that? You know, oh, Trump, oh, no, Biden. And I'm like, dude, if you think suddenly we're going to get peace under Biden or Trump, you don't understand. This isn't an empire. This is what an empire does. You can't get in charge of the empire unless you are the, what do they call the person in charge of the empire? The imperialist. We got 900 bases around the world. There ain't nobody who's going to become president and say, well, you know what? We're not going to use those 900 bases anymore. I think we won't do war. If we do, they'll put a bullet in the back of his head in Dallas. Get the last word, Max.
All right. So I guess the only thing I would say is that I just think that that with Trump, my biggest problem is that it's almost guaranteed that I don't think we have this conflict with Iran just because I don't think we were on that trajectory with Obama. And I also just think that if Biden was going to do that, he would have let Netanyahu do it last year. He would have given full-fledged support to him last year.
He was committing a genocide when he got out of office.
It's because Trump. We're only leaving Ukraine.
Biden was committing a genocide when he got out of office, Max. He was committing a genocide when he – I mean, how do we, like, make an excuse for that?
We didn't attack Iran.
No, well, there you go. He was only committing a genocide. That's, you know what? That's like says, yes, Garland might have been stabbing, slaughtering, and murdering children, but at least he didn't rob a liquor store.
I didn't say I supported it. I didn't say I support it, but he got the ceasefire. Trump's the one who reignited it. Biden got the ceasefire, and you gave Trump the credit. Okay, well, and then said Kamala couldn't get it done.
No, wait a minute. I'm just saying. The man
but
committed a genocide.
You said Trump got the ceasefire, and you said, oh, look, he got the ceasefire.
No, but here's my point. How can you – wait a minute.
And they're going to turn it into a Riviera
Max,
and a mini-mall.
Max.
Dude,
how can you see
so, –
wait a minute.
So,
wait a minute. Let's have
you're
a – let's be under control. Max, you're losing control. Max,
because you're bad faith, you're a liar.
Max, let's be under control here, and I'll let you get the last word.
Okay,
I'll let you get the last word. To me, if two people are involved in a genocide, at that point, I can't say, well, that guy committed a genocide. Did Biden commit a genocide? Yeah. Trump committed a genocide? Yeah. But one of them's better. I just don't. You get the last word. You think
no,
that
so
makes
I'm
sense,
saying,
Max?
I get that. I'm not saying one is better than the other. What I'm saying is that you falsely, when I said that Kamala didn't support the Muslim congresswoman, you said, oh, this, Gaza, that. Trump got the ceasefire done in 3 days. Well, you falsely accredited the ceasefire to him. Biden got the ceasefire done. And Trump was dining with Netanyahu when Kamala didn't even show up to his congressional address. Kamala repeatedly stated she would not preemptively attack Iran.
Max, okay, well, look, I did let you get the last word in, Max. I'll say this. I'm not going to defend myself because it doesn't make any difference what I say or what I thought or if I'm right or wrong. So I may not agree with you, but I don't defend myself because I don't care. I'm not the one committing the genocide. All right, 202-588-0893. Next caller, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is T-Bird, T-Berry from Upper Marlboro.
T-Bird,
Maryland.
T-Bird, I love poor dear Max, but he's still caught up. He's so caught up that he has to call me every week to tell me that the Democrats are better than the Republicans as we watch this country go straight to hell under both of them. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
T-Bird. Oh, I can hear you. What's that with T-Bird? I don't know if he can hear me for some reason. T-Bird? Can you hear me, T-Bird? Doggone it.
Hello?
Could be his phone, yeah. Yeah, can you hear me? Seems like we lost him. Well, I'll tell you what, unfortunately, we're going to have to hang up on T-Bird. But T-Bird, you are one of our favorite guys. You're a regular caller. You always support the show. So please, I think we got to hit a bad spot. You might have hit a bad spot. There could have been some kind of a problem with your phone. So please, T-Bird, call me back. All right, next call, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, brother Mike from D.C., man.
Mike. They're still caught up in this Democrat-Republican thing where they are. They have to prove to me that one party is better than the other, Mike.
I told you, no matter what you say, you can't convince people of that. They stuck that this is party, this two-party system, and, you know, yeah, well, everybody else know that both of these parties are frauds, and they both making money off the industrial, off the war industrial complex system that Eisenhower warned people about.
Yes.
Before I get back to this Middle East, I want to ask you a question. I heard something that Westmore, because he was attacked by the Black Caucus when it came to reparations, and he's releasing a couple of millions of dollars to neighborhoods that's in the most need. Did you hear about that?
No, but I that don't mean nothing to me. You know what I mean? Once everybody knows who you are, so what? Mm-hmm. You do some symbolic thing or something. Oh, wait a minute. They done found out that you're doing the Uncle Tom dance. Oh, I know. How about $2 million? It ain't my money. It's state money. Here, take it out of the Parks and Recreations and give the black folks $2 million. That'll shut their mouths.
Yeah, you know, and that's the only thing they don't worry about, because a lot of time when this money be allocated towards these nonprofit groups, it doesn't necessarily get to the people or the community that needs it. A lot of them put it back in a party funds, and they did a big news story about this before. So anytime that he's going to release money, he's going to get it to these nonprofit groups, I get very suspicious of the people who really need it is not going to get it. Because, again, I hear about this con game with these nonprofit groups, and they make themselves multi-millionaires and take all of these expensive trips. And then they ask them, well, okay, well, where the money's supposed to go to the neighborhood? And they don't know where it's at.
So it's a money laundering game, brother. It's a money laundering game. They get if you're in power, you're the mayor, you're the governor, you're the congressman, whatever the case may be. You got friends that have this kind of company. You got friends that provide this. You got a brother-in-law, you got a cousin, you got an aunt that does this. You're giving out contracts. Guess what? Those contracts are going to go out to friends and family members. And, you know, it's a friends and family discount.
You know how the con game is, man. You know how the con game, you know how it's handled. And I wanted you to illustrate it in that matter so the people can understand, be very suspicious of what Westmore is doing. Because like I say, I don't really believe that money's going to go where it's needed. Now, back to this Middle East thing. Now, you know, Garland, cry, you can whine all you want. Nothing is going to matter. The only thing that these elected officials give a damn about is your vote. That's all they care about. If you vote these hypocrites out of office, then they will listen to you. But other than that, you can whine, you can cry, you can organize, and it won't mean a damn thing. Midterm elections is coming now. If you're happy with the Republicans and what Trump is doing over in the Middle East, you simply don't go out and vote. Or you keep them in office. If you really ticked off about that, instead of doing all the organizing, no, you got to say, okay, it's time to get our votes up. It's time to really kick these hypocrites out of office. Hopefully a third party ride, because the Democrats and Republicans, they're nothing but a bunch of frauds. They're a bunch of wealthy elites. At least in Rome, in the days of Rome, you got the senators. They used to go out in the field with the soldiers in order to prove that they really care about their people. But today's these senators and these governors, they got no problems with sending the people out there to fight these forever wars so they can get rich. And then when they come back, when these veterans come back, they got to beg for the resources that they rightfully deserve. But of course, these elected officials, thank you for your service.
Well, you know what, Mike?
If you could go out there and fight for me and I could collect the money from the industrial war machine and make myself rich like Lindsey Graham does, you know, I would say the same thing. Yeah, thank you for your service. And that's all it is. It's keeping these hypocrites to make sure they live the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. That's all it is for. If they
weren't
making
money off
this war,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before you go, Mike. What do you think of this? Let me ask you this. You know, there's an old saying, a nation of sheep begets a government of wolves, right? What do you think of this? They only change one letter. Iran, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. They got rid of the Q and stuck in an N. Iran has weapons of mass. It's right next door. The same exact game. You would think that 20 some years later that Americans would say, well, you know, I remember that weapons of mass destruction scam. And come to think of it, I think we came to find out that they were lying the whole time. They knew
and
the whole
mean a
time
damn thing.
It was a lie.
It's a subliminal messaging. You
but
they're
doing it again.
Messaging.
Yeah, but they're doing the same thing again.
But
man,
it's subliminal messaging. They still want to play the Democrats versus Republican Party game. It's subliminal message to keep fighting with these two, which one of these parties are better for people. If people not wake, well, I'm not going to say all of it. You do got a third party rise of movement that I see that's starting to happen right now. You know, but, you know, maybe more people will wake up. Other than that, the subliminal messaging that they keep using with these commercials and, you know, these radio shows and, you know, these conservative hypocrites. You know, you're going to get the same thing. So no matter what you say, Garland, you can preach till you're blue in the face.
That's what I'm going to do. All right. We're going to get running. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mustafa. I'm from Washington, D.C. Garland, I want
What's your
to say in the beginning.
Go ahead.
My name is Starfer from Washington, D.C. You the GOAT. So let me tell you first, you the GOAT. And then now I'm going to go into my thing. They're going to governor out there in Maryland, $440 million getting to Baltimore. I heard that today. I was there when he said it. So it's over $440 million. And another thing, man, I know you was ex-law enforcement, ex-military, likewise. But I want to know, man, maybe you can give me the best answer. Why this country continue to let it, to say they can have 900 bases, they can have all, they can have all whatever they need to have, but nobody else in this world can have a nuclear weapon. I don't understand it, man. I just really don't. Maybe you give me the best answer. Like I said, man, in the beginning, you ought to go. Take care of yourself, brother, and stay strong. Peace.
Thank you. You know, here's what I'll say. The United States has attacked a lot of countries, overthrown a lot of governments, small countries that they don't like. I'm going to name you one that the United States has not attacked and trying to overthrow. North Korea. Why is that? North Korea has nuclear weapons. The message that the United States is actually sending to other countries is, if you don't have nuclear weapons, we'll attack you. Hillary Clinton said, oh, well, you know, they got nuclear weapons. We can't. The message that we are sending to other countries. Now, Iran literally says we don't want nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Association has come out in the last several days. There's no evidence. We didn't find any evidence that Iran has nuclear weapons. The intelligence community for the no. So what is the United States? Well, we got to attack him. I guess because they don't. And you know what? Trump's going to do it. And all of these, the Democrats and the Zionists and all the AIPAC shills that get paid, the Israeli firsters, oh, yes, we've got to do that. And we're going to pay the price. We will pay the price every single time. And, you know, I mean, if we're suckers and we keep voting the same people in and we got to argue, well, you know what? I'm a Republican and the Democrats are trying to do us dirty. Well, what about you? No. You got to understand. I'm a Democrat and the Republicans are trying to do us dirty. And you know what? They spend all of our money on war. We get nothing. And then every couple years, we vote the exact same people in. The exact, not one different. You know, we say, yeah, Congress is bad, but my Congress member is good. It's the rest of them that are bad. We vote the same ones in. And then we look around and like, you know, I wonder why things keep getting, why our schools are falling apart and they're spinning us into oblivion and none of us goes to the poor people and we don't have health care and educate. No, well, I wonder why. And we just vote the same person in and are shocked that we get the same exact thing. It's amazing. Unbelievable. 202-588-0893. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
I assume this is me, Quasi Tatu, from over in Congress Heights in Southeast D.C.
What's happening, brother?
How you doing?
I'm doing Garland, wonderful.
You're on point. When you opened up your show, you opened it up on a most critical issue. This nonsense of pushing us closer to World War III that the U.S. and Israel is involved in, and the West. Desperate. They're desperate to save the doctrine of discovery that the United States perfected as manifest destiny, which then became WMD, white manifest global destiny. And that's what we're saying. They're sitting up here talking about they can't have nuclear weapons. Yeah, Israel, the Israelis have nuclear weapons illegally. Mm-hmm. That they won't even deny, but they're allowed to have. The Israelis do not honor any international law whatsoever, which is why they've been able for the last 2.5 years outwardly engage in genocide. And to this day, and at the same time, initiating wars against Iran, Lebanon, Syria. Where's the limitations here? It's called
there are none.
WMD. There were no WMDs in Iraq before the Americans invaded. That's what WMD was, the invasion. The same invasion that took place in Afghanistan the year before, full scale. They keep telling us that Russia conducted a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. That is a lie. Where do you see a full-scale invasion? You wish that they had. That was your plan, to bog them down and make them weak. But Russia played you, or you played yourself. And people need to understand this. It doesn't matter who's in office, Obama, Biden, Trump. It doesn't matter because you don't really have a government here. You have a corporation, and it runs as a corporation to serve its interests, its holders. And you don't matter. At the same time, I found out they're taking away veterans' benefits. At the same time, they want to send calling for you to go and fight for them against Iran and whoever for no reason. And you're going to call yourself a hero. And who are you serving?
You are right. All right. Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate the call. Next call, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Here from Fort Washington. Hey, Garland, how you doing?
Wonderful.
You know, I mean, we're catching them in lies every day. We don't have a media. That's why I'm so grateful that we have WPFW 89.3. Everybody support the radio station because we need it. You were off the air for a little while. That was torture. if I'm trying to figure out what the 2 weeks here with the orange monkey, and I'm sorry I have to call him that, but that's what he is. And he's ignoring what Tulsi Gabbard has said. They didn't find any evidence of Iran wanting to make a nuclear bomb.
No, but guess what? He ain't ignoring what Benjamin Netanyahu said because he's not the president of the United States. He's the vice president of Israel.
Yep, you got it right. But how do we make it all crumble? How do we make it fall down on him? Because it's starting to, because the international world is not having it.
And let me say this. Don't get caught up with the puppet. He wasn't no bigger. He ain't no bigger puppet than Biden. Well, have you heard Ted Cruz the other day, this interview with him? And he's saying, yes, the reason I became the Senate is so that I could defend Israel. Go around. I saw John Fetterman, Democrat out of Pennsylvania, the other day talking about how we must give Israel whatever they want.
I know.
Look at the Democrats.
They're all saying it.
It don't matter.
Well,
you could take Donald Trump out of office and stick any number of Democrats in his place right now. And if Israel told them to push a button and nuke Washington, D.C., you'd be dead.
And the common sense is, if Iran did have a nuclear weapon, I don't think they would use it, because if anybody has the weapon, we're all dead.
Exactly.
So that doesn't make
it's
any
absurd.
Sense what's going on now. And I'm so angry at even being in this country. I'm embarrassed. It's disgusting. And we need to make a way to have it crumble. I don't believe that thing will be in office next year.
But it don't matter. What you think?
The whole thing has to crumble. The Congress has to crumble, not the president.
Do you think Netanyahu cares who the president of the United States is or which party he belongs to?
No, because the United States has given him carte blanche. Do what you want. Kill. I mean, they've been killing Palestinians for 45 years, right? Or even longer. And everybody's acting surprised now. And you should hear the calls on Washington Journal. It's horrible. I can't listen to it anymore.
You know what they did a couple days ago? Again, they brought out food for starving people, and they set the food out. And when men, women, and children went and get the food, they opened up on them with machine guns. They slaughtered 60 people and wounded 300. This is about the fifth time they do that. The Israelis literally put food out as bait for starving civilians and then machine gun the people. This is the most evil regime, the most evil Nazi government that this world could ever see.
And it's
in my opinion, it's evil. But wait a minute. But
it's time for us to crush it.
So I feel the same way about our
Congress. We have to remove the Congress, period. I mean, it's almost as if we're going to have to get out here and have some, what you call some good disturbance.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they go and
shut down as many corporate-owned stores as we can, I'm telling people, boycott everything that you can. Because we, the people, have to send a message or we're going to get crumbled. I'm expecting gas to be $7 a gallon next week.
If they start this war, you'll be praying. You'll be searching for somewhere with $7 a gallon when you pull up to a gas station and that gas station has a sign, sorry, out of gas. I've been to countries. I have been in countries where you had to go all around. And the people would tell you, well, we keep an eye on the gas stations because every now and then when they have gas, then we have a big line. Literally. Mm-hmm. I've been in countries. I've seen that. And you know what? They start this war. You'll be in one right here. Thank you very much, Mary. Certainly appreciate the call. Next caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Next caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? No. We got any more callers? All right. Next caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes. Is that T-Bird?
It is. Hey.
Oh, but see, I know your voice, brother. I'm used to it. You'll get your call back. What's happening, T-Bird? I'm all ears.
Well, I heard somebody talk about the press a couple minutes ago while I was trying to redial. And I have to agree even more than normal right now because Iran is smashing Tel Aviv. I mean, I'm seeing on international networks pictures that they won't allow to go out in Israel. And I'm also seeing that Israel has come up so many. They're smashing them so bad in a couple of cities. So a lot of Israelis want to abandon the place, and they stopped them at the. They told people at the airport to stop them, and they're doing.
Let me read this, T-Bird. I'm glad you said that. Let me read this. This is an article from Haaretz. Haaretz is supposedly the liberal newspaper in Israel. Let me read this. This is a headline from Haaretz. June 16, 2025. Anybody can look this up. Israel tells airlines not to let Israeli citizens leave. The Israeli government has instructed domestic airlines not to allow Israeli citizens to leave the country on planes designated for the repatriation of Israel stranded abroad. So now what's happening now is, and you can look, anybody can look this up. The wealthy Israelis that own yachts, they're getting on their yachts heading for Cyprus. They're getting out of there, or Greece. But the average everyday poor Israeli, you can't leave. You know what they call that? They call that a concentration camp. Now, Israelis are getting bombed, and now, when they was doing it to Gaza, they were partying, they were having cookouts, ha, ha, ha. Look what's happened to Gaza. Now their own government is saying to them, oh, no, no, no. Just like they said, fight to the last Ukrainian. Now it's to the last Israeli. They're telling their own people they got to stay there and get bombed. The United States never loved Israel. Israel is a proxy, and their job now is to be cannon fodder, just like the Ukrainians' job was to be cannon fodder. Go ahead.
But I saw a Fox News guy get stopped in mid-broadcast by Israeli soldiers. This censorship of how bad they're having it is so great here that most mainstream, although today CNN has some things that are alluding to, the fact that without nuclear weapons, Iran is kicking ass right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I used a word that I shouldn't have used. Iran is getting biblical vengeance. There is some justice going on in the spiritual world, because as I look at pictures I thought were Gaza, they turned out to be Tel Aviv. And so there is something going on. And because also today, or was it yesterday, Putin said he has 200 people at the nuclear enrichment sites of Iran.
In Iran.
And it just seemed like he was saying he had an agreement that they would all be unharmed with Israel. That agreement better be
kept.
So the United States should be aware of that. Plus, China is secretly landing planes in Iran right now, even though Iran says we haven't asked for any help. The world is not with Israel at the moment, and Trump is going to recognize that. And I hope he might be too stupid to recognize that.
I was going to say, you got more faith in Trump than I do if you think he's smart. Not only that, here's the truth. And I got to say this. You know, when Joe Biden was in, we now found out they've admitted that he had severe dementia problems. Apparently he was under cancer treatment. Now, you know, some people are kind of coming out and saying that he wasn't, shall we say, making all the decisions, which, let's face it, you can go back to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's second 4 years, he had Alzheimer's. Yeah. He slept through all the meetings. He really didn't know what was going on, right?
So here's
what that comes down to. What can we learn from that? The president ain't really in charge. The president's not really in charge. People think that the presidents are in charge. If you remember Obama, what came out? Obama's cabinet, anybody can look this up. He got a email from Citibank with a list of people for his cabinet, and every one of those people went in his cabinet. And if anybody don't believe me, you can look it up. Anybody can search that. You'll find it in a second. So if Citibank is naming the president's cabinets, You know what I'm saying? Well, the next president, Biden, he don't know what's going on. Reagan, he's got Alzheimer's. Trump, he's about as sharp as a furry marble. He's about as bright as a wet match in a dark cave. Come on. The president's not in charge. They're a puppet there. They're like a pinata for us to hit the pinata. But they ain't really in charge of nothing, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. That's how I feel.
However, you just taught me something. I am going to look that up. Citibank, huh? They named the president's cabinet. Doesn't surprise me because I still am of the opinion that rich folks always have run this country and maybe always will until we get a media that at least is honest.
Here's an article. 1 month before the presidential election of 2008, the giant Wall Street bank, Citibank, submitted to the Obama campaign a list of preferred candidates for cabinet positions in an Obama administration. This list corresponds almost exactly to the eventual composition of Barack Obama's cabinet. The memorandum revealed by WikiLeaks in a recent document released from the email of John Podesta. See what I'm saying? I can go on with the argument. It took me 2 seconds. To search that. Obama's cabinet was picked by Citibank. But don't think it's any different. You think Bill Clinton's or you think Trump chose his own? Please.
Well, I agree with you, but even the rich of the world may not want World War III. So Trump might be being spoken to by the ultra rich who run the whole world. And be told, don't you dare rescue this country. They have 70 years of payback coming to them from Iran and the other groups that they chose to attack. Let that happen, but do not do anything else to help them or you're going to go down also. But who knows? Maybe that's a message, but maybe it isn't. Anyway, you have a good day.
Thank you very much. All right, we got any more callers? All right. Okay. No more callers. All right. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate everybody calling. And so there we have it. You know, I'm just saying I understand people who have a partisan view of the country. I understand people who are in this party or that party. Look, bottom line is with my life up until 2016, I was a diehard Democrat. I was a big Trump supporter. And to be honest, what happened to me in 2016 when Bernie Sanders ran and I listened and I'm like, man, that sounds like the stuff I like. I like Bernie Sanders. I think I'll support him. I think I'll send a little bit of money. And boy, I love what Bernie Sanders is saying. That's good. And what I thought was, well, he'll have a fair chance. We'll just see who wins. And I think he's going to win, right? And it looked like he was going to win. It looked good. And then I started paying attention and I saw the entire machine turn on him. I watched MSNBC and I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is the night before New Hampshire. They brought Hillary Clinton on for an entire hour. An entire hour. They brought Hillary Clinton on for an entire hour. There was a 1 hour advertisement for her. And then the next day when Bernie ran, they had like four Clinton supporters on a panel. And all I saw was the whole machine turned to try to stop Bernie. And at that point, I woke up and realized.
They brought the Yuletides in July. I rode a bus, a train, and sometimes strolling for miles to a movie show, singing the song Shoo-be-doo, while birds and rich folks flew right on by. But we got by. We got by. We got by. Lord knows we got by. Winter wishes wait till June. We brighten July with that hot dog fun. Tell your mama you're with Sue, baby. You bring some beans and I will find the wine. Them neon lights will brighten too. And sneaking back home with this girl named Joe, I hurried down to say I do. And instead my first man shied in the eye. Oh, but we got back.
Get rid of all of the laws in the late 90s under Clinton. We had a bunch of banking laws, the New Deal banking laws. They were the laws that were put in by Franklin Delano Roosevelt after the great crash so that it wouldn't happen again. They call them the New Deal, like it's the, you know, various acts and laws to separate the big banks from the little banks. And during the 90s under Clinton, they got rid of all of them. They got rid of all of them. And you know what happened? That's why you had the 2008 crash, because they could do anything they wanted. And they woke up and said, we're having trouble getting loans all over the world. You know what they came up with? Student loans. So an entire generation of young people would have all their future earnings already owed out before they even got into the workplace. Did the Democrats or the Republicans do anything about that? No, and ain't going to. And now, you know what else? Before I go, that's one thing. And you know what Wall Street did with those? Was so bad. Wall Street said, how can we make money off of that? We'll call it, they got something called asset-backed securities. I won't get into that, but here's my point. They call them SLABs, student loan-based asset-backed securities. So they took these trillions of dollars worth of student loans and they sold portions of them off as asset-backed securities to make money off of that too. So they have really eating financially wiping out, eating and destroying an entire generation of young people that are paying off their loans till they're 50, 60, and 70 years old. And people thought they were going to give us free college, or when Joe Biden said, I'll give you free community college, that they were going to do that. No, they're not. Joe Biden, nobody else, Trump, none of them. Or we're going to wipe out the student loans. They can't wipe out the student loans because they got asset-backed securities sold over top of the student loans. All of that. What is that? That is the future earnings of the entire youth of our country. And you wonder why we're in the financial situation that we're in today. Thank you very much. I want to thank everybody for, listening. If you want to find me online, you can email me garlandn@gmail.com. You can follow me, Garland Nixon, on, YouTube or Telegram, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Thank you very much. Next, we got Robin Holden, probably one of the greatest musical shows in this world. And if there's a shows on other planets better than them too, I'm gonna have to listen to them because I get too freaked out anyway, and it helps calm me down. Thank you very much. I'm out.
Every night.